Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Which is harder, loving your spouse one day or 100 days in a row? Obeying your parents one day or 100 days in a row? Forgiving someone once or forgiving that same person 100 times? Putting the needs of others before yourself once or 100 times? I think you know the answer. But why do I ask? Because doing those types of things is what Paul, the writer of the book of Romans, says is the way you worship God. More than that, he says it is your true and proper worship. A more literal way to say it would be your logical worship. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, he says. Not a one-time sacrifice that is burned up and gone and done, but a living one. One that goes on day after day after day. Paul says that is the only logical thing to do with your life. How? How could that be logical? That doesn't make any sense at all. Au contraire, for two reasons. Paul addresses you as brothers and sisters, and he didn't learn this from a DNA testing service. The blood of Jesus needs no test. Jesus' blood is the ink that signs and seals all the adoption documents. It's done. You are God's child, just like Paul. And, he says, in view of God's mercy. As you ponder what God was willing to do for you, his willingness to sacrifice his own son to save you from your sins against him, you are moved to be sacrificial as well. You can give your whole self into his service. This is how you worship your merciful God. Jesus, because of your sacrificial living, death, and resurrection, enable me to offer my whole self as a living sacrifice to the people around me, day in and day out. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.